Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 27th day of November, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden are highly unlikely to do on their own voluntarily. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, treat yourself for Christmas. It would be a small luxury, actually not a luxury, but a great comfort item. Get yourself about 10 pairs of merino wool socks. You'll be very glad you did. I did this many years ago. I wore them when it's 110 degrees. I wear them when it's 10 below zero, and my feet stay comfortable all year long. Merino wool socks, they're great. We have patient waiting in agreement, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an author, having authored, I believe, now 11 books, weekly radio talk show host, advanced amateur archaeologist to the point where he consults with foreign governments about archaeological matters. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, sir, really good. How about yourself?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. I've had inquiries about whether I'll be with family, and yes, I will be with family tomorrow, and that's a good thing. My first Thanksgiving without my darling wife, and a year of firsts, as I've been told, and this is another one. Political climate continues to spin wildly out of control. I was reading a good synopsis of what the Democrats are so fearful of and what they're doing. They're attempting to criminalize our president, looking into a criminal matter, which is one of his responsibilities as a chief executive, criminal activity on the part of the former vice president and his son, Hunter. And they're attempting to criminalize the investigator looking into the crime. That's what this whole impeachment thing is. They're attempting to stop the investigator from investigating. And They will find out that they can't, won't they, Jim?
Well, there's two issues here. It's very clear, but they don't want to look at it, that the guy running for president now happened to be vice president back then and was completely corrupt. That's what the whole issue is about. And so they're trying to make it into, he's going after a political adversary. No, it just happened the guy was vice president and was flying around the world from his vice presidential position, getting billion-dollar favors for his kid. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
That's what they're really afraid of.
Right. Well, that narrative may fool my grandchildren in grade school, but it's not going to fool any adult who has any knowledge of how the world works at all. And they're realizing that, and they're just scared to death, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it's one of the rabbit holes that will lead to many others. And it turns out that Schiff, as from what I've heard, is a point man for a lot of this stuff and a lot of the senators. And so anyway, they're protecting themselves. It's like the best defense is an offense, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to put up a smokescreen. It's like when a little kid does something and it's like, no, Johnny did it, really? And, you know, it's like, you know, he's got the chocolate ice cream all over his face.
Right. Well, the synopsis I read made a lot of sense, and they claimed, and I haven't seen the evidence, and they claimed that many Democratic congressmen and senators were in on the payoffs that came from Ukraine themselves in order to bring them into the fold, so to speak, and make them part of the team, and not wanting to reveal what went on since they were receiving the monies also. And that makes perfect sense to me that they would do so. The whole thing's falling apart. There's not going to be articles of impeachment issued, because once that happens, that's when the trial begins in the House, and that's when the president and his people have the power of subpoena. They're deathly afraid of this president having the power of subpoena, which is marvelous. That's simply not going to be allowed to happen, Jim. They'll make noise until it's time for it to go away. Then they'll start the next narrative, which, in my opinion, would be challenging the mental health of this president. They're already laying the groundwork for that. There's already some articles been published that psychological professionals are making statements questioning the mental health of this president.
Well, that's been going on for a long time, too.
True.
That is
It's nothing new.
The next thing that the news media will pick up the garbage can cover and bang on.
Precisely. They want the Ukraine thing to go away because it leads directly to the Clinton Foundation and Obama. They want that to go away. That needs to go away. So they'll bang the drums on this until it explodes in their face. Then they'll pick up the next drum, which would be the questioning the mental health of this president, which, of course, will fail also. They need to keep the pot stirred until the first Tuesday in November, don't they, sir?
Right. And the other thing is, what in the background is, they're gearing up their cheating machine, because they got to cheat far more this time than ever before. And some things are going on in the background, but that's something that Congress as a whole has ignored. Trump set up his vice president, Pence, to go out and spearhead this. They had some guy from, I think, Utah that was going to investigate it. And it's like looking at a big hole in the screen door where the bugs are flying in. And saying that I don't see any problem. I can't imagine where all the bugs are coming from. It's so obvious where the cheating occurred. And I have a study that completely outlines exactly where it happened and how they did it. And it's at the local precinct level. And we have to organize to stop this before the next election, because they are gearing up the cheating machine like never before.
Right. Understood. And I agree with you. There's many, many facets to what they're doing. there's a township or a town up in, I think, Massachusetts or maybe Connecticut, wants to lower the voting age to 16, of all things. There's another group that wants to do away with the Electoral College. Our countermeasures have to be extensive. Clearing out the registration of voter registration of people who moved.
That's huge.
It's huge, right. And it's going on. Registering conservative people that want to vote for the president. We need to get that done. We need people to sign to be poll watchers, and that's a volunteer who volunteers to be at the poll and make sure that nothing's going sideways or wrong there. Or maybe poll workers and actually have a paid position. We need to be active, and that's the bottom line, Jim. We need to be active, don't we?
Right. Well, that's been a big problem. Right now, imagine this, that there are probably tens of thousands of poll workers that are filling out illegal ballots right now, getting ready for the 2020 election, getting them in boxes, getting them hidden at schools, at other locations where there is bastions of Democratic, influence. This is the Clinton machine. This goes back so far. These people have been doing this. And the other thing we need is to get some of these people and drag them into court and give them big sentences so that other people that are doing that see that. Because then they're not going to be they're going to be reticent to do that in the upcoming election. But right now, they just have free rein. There's nothing to stop them. There's been no initiative in the last 3 years to break this pattern. It's the CIA Clinton Bush voting machine that's been in place for decades, literally.
Right, right. Well, an overwhelming majority vote for Donald Trump is one of the things we need. There's many things we need. They can only do vote fraud to a certain point before it starts becoming obvious to everybody. And of course they'll do that on one hand. On the other, we need an overwhelming majority of people to actually register to vote, get to the polls on the first Tuesday in November. If they know they can't be there to vote absentee ballot, that's one big countermeasure that everybody can participate in, can't they, Jim?
Well, exactly. The problem with mail-in votes is that they throw them away if they're for Trump, and then they change them. They'll actually take your vote, fill out a new one for the Democratic Party, and that's what was going on.
Well, so, that does happen in some jurisdictions. Now, in my county, there's not a single Democratic office holder, not one. And That kind of fraud is not going to take place in Crawford County, Missouri. And there's over 3,000 counties in the United States, Jim. The majority of them are going to be honest, free, and fair. Now, there are some jurisdictions that do exactly what you say.
There's 10 major ones. They can swing the presidential election because it's in Seattle. I can name about 15. Seattle, Portland, the San Francisco, Oakland area, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix is a small one, but it's enough to carry the state, Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Madison and Milwaukee in Wisconsin, Detroit, Michigan, and then Chicago is a big one, Dade County and Miami-Dade, down in Florida, and I can go on. If you go up the East Coast, the Upper East Coast, there's
absolutely
about four or more, and that's enough to carry the presidential election and local elections.
And that's why we have the Electoral College, is to prevent us from becoming a democracy.
Right, but we don't have Electoral College at the local and state levels. That's a big problem.
Well, we don't, but that's not the way our system is set up.
No,
but
anyway, the voter fraud is occurring, and what's going on now behind the scenes is people like Soros, et cetera, are getting in at the local level, and they're getting local people put in place that are making claims like we have to reduce population in the United States over global warming. You know, just bat crazy, claims being done at the local level. And that's a big push that's going on behind the scenes that nobody sees.
Right. Well, I'm working with several people that are supporting the president, and there's going to be training taking place in areas around the country, training people to volunteer to help President Trump and be completely autonomous, that they don't need any higher authority to tell them what to do or when to do it or where to do it. And these autonomous volunteers working for Trump, I think, can have great effect. And the training that I'm familiar with, we believe will take place in January. Once we have a date and a venue, we'll certainly announce it. Yes, I'm absolutely agreeable with you, Jim. These 15 or 20 major cities that engage in vote fraud, they can change the popular vote illegally. And they attempted to do it the last time, but you proved that they didn't quite pull it off, didn't you?
Yes, and there was massive, 17 million vote swing. Hillary Clinton was supposed to, she had enough cheating votes to win in any prior election. I mean, this was monumental, and Trump was able to get more votes than including all the cheating, which meant that Hillary Clinton probably didn't get more, I estimate, maximum 48 million votes. That's the most she got, real votes. And so, and I looked at this many ways with the election results. There's no question that this happened. And I can tell you, I was naming off the places where it did happen, and it's very real. I mean, they just about pulled this off, and that's why everybody's going nuts in Washington right now, all the Democrats, because they thought she was going to win and it was going to be the honeypot from there on for them. And it's not what's going on. They're scrambling for power, and they're losing it.
Well, scrambling to maintain and keep power is one thing. Covering up for the crimes of high-level people is another part of it. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Obama, many high-level people in the Clinton Obama administration. We are also, I'm sure, congressmen and senators involved, Democratic yes. congressmen and senators. So there's a lot at stake here, including their freedom. We're looking at criminal prosecution here, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. And that is why about 60 Republican senators dropped out of the race in 2018, because they're less likely to be vulnerable to legal prosecution if they're out of office. So they were so filthy that they got out of there while the getting was good, as the saying goes.
Absolutely. They did. And, I've been saying this for a while. I'm expecting some of these people connected to Obama and Clinton to be moving and seeking in residence in countries that don't have an extradition treaty with the United States. I know Chile used to be one of those countries. I don't know if it still is or not. But there's a number of countries around the planet that if you go there, there's no extradition with the United States. And I expect to see that happen, don't you?
Yeah, and that's why I expect to see Biden, the candidate. They say he's still ahead. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. But it's, what pig with lipstick can they put up there to take the cheating votes? That's the question.
It is. Joe Biden's a joke. This is a man, and I keep repeating it because it's true. He had a campaign event. It was either Vermont or New Hampshire. 60 people were going to show up, so Biden did the right thing. He didn't show up himself to avoid humiliating himself. Jim, if you or I called an event, you or I could get more than 60 people to show up.
Probably.
We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wednesday. It is Wednesday, 27th of November. I'm sure by the second week of February, I know I'll be tired of the ice and the slop and the cold and the snow and all the rest of it. I'll be ready for a Caribbean cruise. If you think you might be ready for a Caribbean cruise, well, check out the Caribbean cruise, the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Call our cruise director for our details, Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live into the archives.
Yeah, John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs, and the wintertime frequency, 5.935 megahertz, is currently airing. And then there's, I think, a 6.115. All the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. There's a subpage, How to Listen. Re-airs about 7 different times. And then my paid cast is $3.95 a month. And also, I have a Patreon channel where that's also available. It's patreon.com/JMCCSCI. So that just opened up. So I'm moving a lot of my paid cast traffic over to Patreon in hopes of getting more traffic coming for the paid cast.
And all right. And,
And I have a little surprise coming on my webpage starting tomorrow, so I encourage people to go there probably after tomorrow sometime. We got some new updates, and I'll have a new webpage here shortly. So that's being worked on also. So a few new things coming down the road here.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Any updates on, well, are you doing any radio on Thanksgiving or not?
My own show, yeah.
Okay. Any previews of coming attractions you'd like to share with us?
I'll be talking about the meaning of Thanksgiving. And what happens is, since a lot of people that listen to me regularly have other people, relatives, etc., at their house, I get a lot of new listeners. And so anyway, I kind of talk to them. And so I'll be talking about the meaning of Thanksgiving and some of the issues, including I'll be discussing this. The original Thanksgiving was held by basically the Pilgrims. And they had an interesting situation where at first they had storehouses where they would put things, and they had two groups of people, those that took from the storehouse and those that put into it. And we have a very similar situation today where there's, if you look at the people running for government office, there are those who want people to work and do well for themselves. And then there's those seeking government office that want to give from those that work to those that don't. So in hundreds of years, little has changed. I'll be talking about that and some other topics.
All right. All right. Really good. We've got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Any updates on the wing generator, sir?
Well, none other than we're just moving ahead on all fronts. The what I call the farm and ranch, the 2 to 50 kilowatt ones, we're responding to people that are writing in. So if people are interested, if you want independent power, if you have a farm or ranch anywhere literally in the world, but primarily we're getting responses from people in the U.S., and you want independent power, just go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. There's an email address there. Just email with the capital letters WING, W-I-N-G, in the subject line, and we'll get back to you. We're kind of behind on that, but John, I also have a thing for people that I will do a study on their water if they send into that same email address their zip code and who their water company is. And there's enough government data now where I can go in and tell them really what's in their water. So that's going on also.
All right. All right. Well, it will be 2020 here in not even 5 weeks. Not even 5 weeks, Jim.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we were talking about the in election and the insanity going on with impeachment. I see Trump playing these people. He's like called trolling them. And he'll do things and they'll go bananas, you know, in the news media. But every time they do, it's a day, another day goes by that they don't cover what the Democrats can do for the upcoming election. And so these right now, in fact, Thanksgiving, these senators are going home to their constituents and they're having to answer what they haven't done.
That's right. It should be some great town hall meetings. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots of things there that will help you, inform you, educate you, entertain you, maybe make you angry. That's certainly a possibility. Some articles I've written and so forth. One of the things that's listed on my website is one of my neighbors has his hobby farm for sale. He's a contractor. He and his wife are friends of mine. He built this place just to suit themselves, and they decided to move closer to their adult children. And the place is for sale. Still for sale. I'm not sure how much longer. Also, my website, you probably already have an energy cleaner. You got your life back. You get to do the things you want. Might be hiking, fishing, hunting, bowling, whatever it might be, dancing. And you probably have somebody that you care about that has similar issues with arthritis and back pain and so forth. Get them an energy cleaner for Christmas. We have a Black Friday sale that goes on until midnight. That would be midnight, Monday, December the 2nd, Black Friday sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I have an automated system. Don't ask my order takers about the discount. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order, and I refund the difference manually. So that's how that works. And the Black Friday sale is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Jim. I haven't caught all your the first half hour, and I apologize if I repeat. I think it was Jared Weekson that was talking about it on Governor America Saturday. Interesting take with Hunter Biden and some of these offspring, children of the politicians. They don't have to report all these gifts and all this income like a politician's spouse has to do. Interesting little deal there. They brought out some business deals that Hunter Biden and a group that he's involved with cut with China when he accompanied Joe Biden over as an emissary on some of the trade agreements and what have you. Give them away just like a child, though. You cannot do that. You cannot have that. They figure out a way to circumvent, you know, that specific instruction so they can still achieve their goal.
Absolutely, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, the family issue is the family issue. This is just the tip of the iceberg because all of these people are on the take. You have people like Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi. These people have money coming in the back door from all sides. And this is the tip of the iceberg. That's why they're all jumping up and down and trying to point at Trump because they're all guilty. They got the chocolate ice cream all over all of their faces and worse. So, but this issue of family and is really, really been going on for a long time. And it's not just politicians. It's families that have gotten into industries or into government contracting, especially in military, things like that. That's what it's called, and it's just rampant in Washington. And Trump is doing away with this, and they're all screaming at these senators. They must get 100 calls a day. Get this thing moving again. You know, our kids need their dose of money that's been coming from the government. You know, that's the real welfare in the United States.
Yeah. Well. It was yesterday. I read on the headline news, I think it is, that gal, that Muslim gal that got elected representative, U.S. representative from Michigan, she's backing off on the impeachment. She wants to censure President Trump now. Yeah, so, she's got both her feet in hot water.
She got a little phone call after making that public statement, and now she's reversed her statement. They called her up and said, "You better step in line, honey, because this is the way the party marches." And so she has since changed her tune. That's a really interesting twist. Yeah, but anyway, but they have to go back to their constituents. And they're going to get trounced because they haven't done anything. The people are not for impeachment. They want real things out of their senators. And these people are between a rock and a hard spot. They got the Democratic Party on one side and just bat crazy things going on. And then they got the public on the other side. So anyway,
Wags and dog scenario, basically. Hey, listen, y'all have a safe and good Thanksgiving. I got to get back to any of my critters, but thanks for taking my call, John.
We appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
John, I got a quick question. Please. Where does your cruise leave from?
Port Orlando in Florida.
Orlando. I didn't know Orlando had a port.
Yeah, well, Orlando is quite a distance from the ocean, but that's what they call it for whatever reason. Yeah.
Oh, okay, Port Orlando. That's
yeah, Orlando's in the middle of the state. It's not even close to the ocean. our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. I have a question for Professor McCanny concerning Thanksgiving or something related to it anyway. What is the, would you consider to be the true origin of the, of America? I mean, the United States of America. Would you consider it to be Jamestown or Plymouth?
Well, I guess I don't have an opinion on that. You're talking about the United States. You said America. The real original name America is from a map maker, Scipio America, an Italian name. It was on a map, and so that's where America name comes from. But as far as the United States, if that's what your 13 colonies, I don't know. I guess I cannot put a real...
What was the first incident. the first permanent English settlement in the United States?
I don't remember. If this was one of those news guys on the street asking, like, what's the 4th of July for? I would know that, but, you know, I can't remember if it was Jamestown or Plymouth. I think Plymouth was where they landed, but I think Jamestown was the first successful settlement. There were others that they came back and there was just nobody there.
There was one. Roanoke.
Yeah, nothing and nobody. Mm-hmm. But the second one, they had a little help from the locals and they succeeded. And that's what Thanksgiving is about. The celebration of the first year having enough food to get through that first winter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why has there been over the years that Jamestown came to be eclipsed by Plymouth?
I don't know. Not sure. Not something I'm an expert on.
Because ever since that I was in school from in the 70s, it was Jamestown, or they were. You know, they've been making a lot about that because of Thanksgiving. But how much is Thanksgiving, does it really, the holiday we celebrate is actually derives from the celebrations of at Plymouth and after that first winter? Or is it something else?
The turkey is the symbol of Thanksgiving, and, you know, they were dealing with wild turkeys. And if you look at the, you know, they were, if you look at the traditional photos or, I mean, like drawings or whatever, they were, you know, wearing pilgrim garb and sitting around a big table with squash and pumpkins and turkeys and, you know, and so I'm sure that's the original, you know, concept at least. And of course they tried to destroy it a couple of years ago. They tried to say, well, it never really happened. I'm sure it happened. But other than that, I can't tell you any more about it.
There's no the only documentary evidence that we have that was about this celebration doesn't mention turkeys. It mentions geese and ducks, and most of that were supplied by the Indians.
Yeah, well, my minor points in my estimation. Now, the real day is like a lot of days. It's a day to celebrate and give thanks for everything we've got. You know, mm-hmm. And of course, with that being the initial day, they don't celebrate this in Europe. Purely American, U.S., not American.
Right, it's a Christian. It's a Christian holiday. It's the only Christian holiday that really has significance in terms of something we can put a date on, where Christmas and Easter are celebrated at times where neither one event took place. Okay, John, well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
All right.
Well, there's lots of issues going on. I was reading an article this morning, Jim, how President Trump avoided yet another war with Syria. Allegedly, we're going to go to war because, allegedly, the eye doctor attacked his own people with gas. That's proven to be false, that the gas attack either never happened at all or did not take place with Syrian government forces distributing the gas. However, if Hillary, the Wicked Witch of the West, had been president, I'm sure that narrative would have been followed, and we would be in yet again another no-win conflict for no good reason in the Middle East, wouldn't we, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, this would be one of many. I can't even imagine where we would be today if she had somehow gotten into office.
I can imagine. I got a pretty good imagination. It would not be good.
It would not be good. You and I, John, might be either blasting our way out of our front door with troops trying to take us to Happy Camp, you know, or something. But the whole issue of censorship, which is going on rampant in the social media, YouTube, and in every place else, is a byproduct, is what would have happened legally, you know, because they many years ago, Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, in fact, said they got to do something about internet. They wanted to shut it down, and so they had a better idea. They would control it, which is what they did. They created under the guise of the CIA-owned companies, Google, YouTube, etc., Wikipedia, and the whole laundry list of social medias, Facebook, etc., and owned it so that they could control the internet. And so that's a much better tool for them to control the public.
Well, they don't yet. They would like to control the internet, but right. Alex Jones is still there. Mike Adams is there. You're there. I'm there.
Right.
So I agree with you. They would like to control it, but they haven't yet.
They have not succeeded. But that's why they own those big companies that can censor. And so I have, for example, Wikipedia is, here's a good example. This is a great example. Facebook and YouTube have been dominant. So what happens is Joker, that is the head of Wikipedia, who completely folded to the CIA, pretends he's an independent agency with independent editing. All that is just complete garbage. And so anyway, he says, well, those Facebook, etc., are so controlled, he's going to come out with a new one that is not controlled. So it's the controlled opposition game all over again. So they put him up, another pig with lipstick, and pretending like he's going to give you a fair Facebook page when it's the same group of people.
It is. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. You know, a couple things. I know you're getting close to the end of the broadcast, so to answer John in Texas, John, originally it was Jamestown Settlement, first city in this country, but we're taught that the Pilgrims came, I think, in 1623 or 4 to Plymouth. That Columbus discovered America, and when he got here, he found Native Americans. So apparently, they didn't know where they were because he discovered them. Anyway,
he called them Indians because he thought he was in India.
Well, that and the fact that we're taught as children. In 1492, Columbus, yada, 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 he discovered America. And when people tell me that, Doctor, I always say, what did he find when he got there? He found Indians. And I said, who discovered America? And they just can't get it. They can't think. They can't reason.
Yeah.
But what,
well,
I'm,
you know,
what
the,
I'm seeing...
The first real city was St. Augustine in Florida, by the way, as far as I remember.
Right. It's the oldest city in the country, but the oldest English settlement, I believe, was Jamestown. The reason that I called, guys, here's what I'm seeing America. If you could go back to an old movie, maybe medieval times, and think about stories of knights and whatnot and warring kings and serfs and kingdoms, that's where we're at now. They're fighting over their territory. They're fighting over their kingdoms on earth. And you and I and the other huddled masses that are yearning to be free are nothing more than serfs on the land to these people. That's why the right-left paradigm, the liberal Democrat, and the conservative Republican, the false enemies are all on the same page. They fight in Congress, they fight in the Senate, and they go on vacations together, and they go have dinner together. And my esteemed colleague on the other side of the aisle, you know, it's a farcical, comical, Three Musketeers show in the 21st century. That's my take on it. I'd like to get your comment, and I'll listen. I'm not on the radio, so I'll have to listen to your response.
Okay, thank you, John. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, it's spot on. I mean, when you look at the real issue, you have to ask, you know, we're heading up to an election, but what after Trump? And Trump has, the reason I like him is he's like a hand grenade in the political scene.
Absolutely.
You know?
He is.
And you need a guy like that's that brazen to
do what he did. We
yeah.
have a break. We got one last caller on hold. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000 plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Jim, we got our last caller on hold here. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you guys doing? I just have a quick question for the... This is in regard to meteorites. I've been hearing things lately, somebody running their mouth about something that's, coming close to the Earth very soon and this and that. I was just wondering if you have any comment on that.
You'd have to be specific about something.
They cited NASA, which I don't believe in anymore after listening to you, And I'm just wondering if you have seen anything or heard anything that it's relevant. Well,
the fact that NASA has no credibility, literally amongst the public, is the reason why this crap gets out there, because it opens the window for all of this complete nonsense. There's like 2027 something is supposed to come near Earth, you know, an asteroid, and you know, but even NASA has its own spin on a lot of garbage information. So yeah, unless you said something specific, I wouldn't really be able to comment on it.
Well, I appreciate
there's
that.
There's a ton of hype out there. Yeah,
there is. Yeah. Fred, thank you very much.
I mean, they're saying like next month or something crazy. That's why I thought if that was real, you'd know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Fred. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and things can happen unexpectedly. That we've had all kinds of cases where something whizzes by, and they go, "Holy cow, what was that?"
Yeah,
you know, they didn't even know about it. So,
well, they set up incredibly expensive, sophisticated tracking devices, and these things still get past them and are still surprised and shocked, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it's a failed space agency. That's the only thing I can tell you. And also the astronomical community is the biggest bunch of whiners. And in another industry, I compare them to three-blade wind turbines. It wouldn't be there if it were not for government funding. You know, the astronomers provide no useful, nothing useful to the public. And so the big shots are there because of government funding, no other reason.
Absolutely.
So anyway, in the whole space thing, it, you know, the only progress in space has been through private companies. And so anyway, I could go on and on about that. But
right.
Yeah, I could get up on my soapbox and beat a drum on that for a long time.
I know you could.
Anyway, I continue doing what I'm doing with my own support. And I do 10 times what they do. In terms of actually figuring out what's going on in the universe.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Jim, we're down to about the last 60 seconds here. What final words you got for our audience this week?
Just listen to my show tomorrow night. I have some big announcements, and I'll be talking about reverse desertification, the reversal of deserts. Be talking about the Thanksgiving, a little bit of discussion for people who are new, visiting family that listen to me regularly. And also talking to your inner spirit, something that we all have a spirit that's housed in this physical body that we have, and a lot of people don't know how to talk to it. And so I'll be talking about that.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have you back next week. Appreciate it. We have a top of the hour break. Be back with Jeff Nyquist. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.